regulations, if you think about it, short-term rentals have been around forever. You know, I know people have been vacationing in renting houses for a really long time. It's just, it's rocking the boat a little bit, and it's just like anything else, you're going to have people trying to push back.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
I'm Annette.
And we are.
Thanks for visiting. So on today's episode, we are going to talk about market research and area regulations.
Yeah.
Actually, that's how Sarah and I met, was at a meeting about our city trying to regulate Airbnb. So
yeah, we kind of like, that's how you like find your people.
Yeah.
If you're willing to give up time out of your life,
you're going to a city council meeting on a Tuesday night and like are really excited about it,
right?
You know that you're serious.
I went to two. So
yeah,
if there was a third, I would have gone.
And I think you spoke, right?
Oh, I spoke at the second one.
Okay.
Like I said, this is why we're doing this. Like we are borderline obsessed with how much this has changed our lives. But that is indeed how we met. And here's the thing. So I don't know if any of you listened to the How I Built This podcast, Guy Raz, but there is an episode around Airbnb, and it's actually a really great episode interviewing the gentleman who started it.
Okay.
And he talked about, you know, that he said, do you think Airbnb is going to be around for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us two examples of why he thinks it's going to survive and thrive.
Do tell.
Yeah. So one is back in the day, apparently when we invented ATM machines, people were like, oh, this is going to put the banker out of business, out of jobs. We don't want, you know, machines taking over our jobs, whatever. Well, we still have ATMs today. In fact, you can now exchange money from your phone. So we like, right? Like technology is just, it's not going anywhere. Also the VHS tape, it was going to put movie theaters out of business.
Oh, okay.
We still very much have movie theaters, even though we have Netflix and YouTube and all the different ways that we can consume entertainment.
Okay.
So I just think that we're in a very exciting time where the sharing economy is going to become even more normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the new normal.
Yes.
And
people are becoming more mobile.
Wait, share that quote that your friend shared with you about like in 1996.
Oh, yeah. It's like in 1996, you know, it was like, don't share anything online. Don't, you know, talk to strangers. And now it's like, fast forward 2018, like you're beckoning people to like, you know, get in your car or stay in your home.
Right.
So we'll have to post a meme at some other time.
That's
it was a really good meme.
So I think all I have to say is I don't think it's going anywhere, but I think
there's
going to
be some pushback.
There's going to be pushback. And I think actually it might be good for super hosts like us because there are a lot of people out there putting out products.
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb spaces, short-term rental spaces that are like bringing us down. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And with the regulations, if you think about it, short-term rentals have been around forever. You know, I know people have been vacationing in renting houses for a really long time. It's just, it's a newer way. It's penetrating, you know, the Columbus, Ohio, the smaller town cities where people are like, wait a second, these are vacation homes, these are party homes. And so this has been going on for a long time. It's just, it's rocking the boat a little bit. And it's just like anything else, you're going to have people trying to push back. But once, you know, there's more people staying every night in Airbnb, people are of all ages are staying across the world. There are some cities that have strict regulations, but I know Airbnb is doing their best to always combat that. And so are the hosts. So I think our important thing for us to share with everybody is like, it is really important to check your local area, not just your city, but even, are you in a homeowners association?
Right. Are you in different neighborhoods in cities?
Yes. Are you Are you in a building? Is your building allowed? I know there's a lot of like condo associations, a lot of high-rise apartments or just apartments in general. Look at your bylaws. You know, if there's something that you've signed to live
don't
in that area.
Around.
Yeah. It's not a good look either. I've heard from a couple of my friends that have tried to stay at Airbnbs that they really weren't allowed to Airbnb. They're like, oh, say you're my cousin, or by the way, you can only check in when it's dark outside. Like, that's just shady.
Well, I think that worked back in the day before everyone started doing Airbnbs. But now, like I was saying, like in another episode, that like it's so commonplace now. Like people are jumping on the Airbnb bus that mm-hmm. people are having higher expectations. So gone are the days where you can have like a code word for like.
Right. You can say the doorman, like, if, you know, oh, I'm her cousin. It's like clearly right. You're probably not related.
Yeah.
But as a host and as a guest, this is an important thing. If, you know, if you have a host telling you anything like that, that's not cool. You should be enjoying your stay. You shouldn't have to sneak around. And as a host too, that would make me feel super uncomfortable. You don't want to give your guest that feeling. And I just don't know why you'd want to run. Like, obviously you're trying to run a business and make money off of it. Why are you trying to do that in, a not honest way? It's going to come back and probably, you know,
right.
kick you in the butt at some point in time, I would think.
There's a lot of stress. There's other ways to make money, you guys.
A lot of
Yeah.
So the reason we're talking about the market or the regulations is before you even get into really doing market research, we don't want you to waste your time doing market research. Right. If for some reason you find out, oh, wah-wah, I can't list my place on a short-term rental site. So do that due diligence first, that research first, before you get into the fun part, which is taking a look at your market and seeing like, holy smokes, that place is booked every freaking night for the next 6 months. They're like, their place isn't even as awesome as mine.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's where I started getting excited is the way I did market research is I look at hotels. Mm-hmm. They're vying for guests the same as I am. Mm-hmm. And especially in the where my locations are, I have hotels very close proximity. And then also my Airbnb or short-term rental competition. And so I just started looking at their calendars. What were their pricing? What amenities do they have? How are they booked on dates that I'm still open? And wait, what's going on in the cities? That's another thing that I do in the market research is pull up convention center, concert halls, that type of stuff. So
yeah.
I'm in a little bit of a more, I'd say a downtown area than Sarah, but Sarah is like 2 miles away, but still mm-hmm. just a little bit. So when you do your market research, where do you start?
Actually the same exact place.
So okay.
What I tell a lot of people who are like, so actually I read this report not too long ago, and we're in November of 2018. Not too long ago, I read a report that actually the most profitable places to run short-term rentals these days are places like, they mentioned the city actually is Akron, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And these more like secondary, tertiary cities, even on Bigger Pockets, which I'm also a big fan of. A gentleman was on, he has an Airbnb in a very, very rural area and he makes great money. If there is a hotel near you, that means that people want to stay,
yeah.
in your area. Even if there's a Motel 6 or like something smaller and not too fancy, that still means people need a place to stop and stay for the night.
Yeah.
Maybe you're passing through to get some place else. Maybe you're off the highway, like whatever that is. So I think
huge corporations have done the market research and actually built from the ground up. So if they've done that, you know you're in a good area to be able to. And no harm, no foul. It doesn't cost anything to list on most short-term rental sites. So go ahead and list it. If no one ever stays, at least you know. So that's a nice thing too. There isn't a fee to just list your place. So market research again, if you want to take a look at like exactly like how many people can sleep in your space,
mm-hmm.
you know, so don't price your place against someone that can sleep 6 or 8,
mm-hmm.
or let's say you can sleep 4. I'm not going to price my place the same as someone that could sleep 2.
Right.
So I see a lot of people doing that often is like, oh, I can sleep 8, but it's not really true beds,
right.
you know? So it's like, how many people can stay in your home?
Right.
And then once you figure out how many guests are there, I think that's the first place to start is compare the amount of guests you can have and then start driving down those amenities. You know?
Right.
Do you provide parking?
Right.
Is it a shared space or the full space?
Right.
Is it, Do they have access to a washer and dryer? Do they have access to Wi-Fi? Do they have access?
How easy is it for them to stay with you and have everything they need?
So once you start all of those bullet points, all of those, you know, boxes that you're checking, that's each time you can kind of like increase your nightly stay. One thing I really want to talk about when we're talking about market research, there is a default setting in Airbnb that is smart pricing. I've used smart pricing a handful of times testing it. I have never used smart pricing like across the board allowed the short-term rental site to make my pricing. You like my theory is you know your space better than the algorithm or better than the site does. And then also you just know what you need to charge to feel comfortable letting someone stay. So do you use smart pricing on yours, Sarah?
Well, what I wanted to say is I don't know if this has been proven, and I think we can have a whole episode later on about smart pricing because it's a big topic. But there are theories that if you use smart pricing, if you're a new listing, it will help your listing get noticed on the Airbnb platform. And I mean, again, I don't know if this is true,
right?
But that'll help you get noticed because you're using their algorithm, and Airbnb wants you to book as much as possible. Obviously, they do take a service fee on both ends, and that's how they make their money. And they are marketing for us. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I have done that with my new listings. I've gone on smart pricing until I have my 5-star review. That becomes because you don't that review doesn't pop up until I think after your first 3 recorded reviews.
Okay.
So even though if you get a 5-star review after your first guest, that's not going to pop up for everyone to see those reviews. You have to get
multiple.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and once I get that and people can see, okay, these 5 people like the space, it's a new listing. Oh, that host is experienced. Then I take it off smart pricing.
Okay.
And, but one thing you mentioned that I want to talk about too is looking at your competition. So here's what I know though, is that, you know, in New York City, I would block off my Airbnb often for family and guests that are coming to town. So to someone on the outside, it would look like those nights are booked, but they're not booked.
Gotcha.
So if you're going to say, oh, this one bedroom is priced at $200 a night.
Right. Oh yeah.
And they're booked so much. Maybe they don't Airbnb full time.
Exactly.
Maybe only Airbnb part time. Right. So do that. I think that's healthy, and actually do more than one similar property nearby. But you know what I think the best thing to do is, honestly, is just to meet Airbnb hosts.
Yes. Yes.
And collaborate. Talk about how much they're grossing. Be honest. Be open. It's just going to be good for our economy, right? And then how they choose to furnish their home and treat you as a guest, the amenities they do, that's what makes their space special and unique and get you coming back. But if we can all be pretty similar with our pricing, I think it's going to make the sharing economy in your community healthier.
Absolutely. And the thing with talking to other hosts too, you can kind of see, like, talk to them at like, have you always priced this way? Like, I always try to tell, we have a huge event in town and it's always my biggest weekend. So it's like the first thing I always tell people, like, make sure you don't like block that weekend now. Make sure you charge appropriately. And like, everybody's like, you told me to block that weekend. I forgot. And somebody booked it. And I'm like, yeah, they'll book it a year or two out. So, you know, do a solid to your fellow hosts and let them know, like, if there's something specific coming around that's huge, you know, just share that. It's good for everybody. But another thing with the market research too is like you said, some hosts may not have availability every single night. That's where I think it's really great to go in. Now you can book so many hotels online. I know I look at the Hilton that's close to my house, and I can go through month by month by month, and it'll already be sold out. And I'm like, holy smokes, what's going on that weekend? And I'll look at my events calendar. I'm like, oh, wow, those people are planning ahead. So that's where, like, if you see a bunch of hosts have like a lot of high bookings, take a look at the hotels in the area. See if they're booked those same weekends. There's probably something big going on that you might want to make sure your place is available and listed.
Right. And I think, you know, again, we'll have a whole other episode, I'm sure, on just pricing alone. But in addition to pricing, market research should also include amenities that you should include that people apparently in your area are growing to expect, right? Like, I don't think you can offer a place without Wi-Fi.
I mean,
I guess you can. Or I notice people in our area who will advertise the fact they are a downtown listing and they offer parking, right? So that market research if you do it and you have parking, you're like, okay, so that must be something that people look for when they're in town. So maybe you should add that into your title. I mean, just market research like that.
And the cool thing with the, let's say you don't offer Wi-Fi, maybe you are in, you know, out in the country it's a getaway. The amenities that maybe you don't have or you do have, those can be your highlight of how you get the guests.
Right. Unplug for the weekend.
Yeah, unplug. We don't have Wi-Fi. And like,
I know. Force you to unplug.
Yeah, I've had, I know another Airbnb host. He had someone book the house. They had Wi-Fi, but they chose his listing because they were going to have an unplugged family weekend.
Aww.
No one was allowed to bring their devices. So there is stuff like that. Like, even if you don't have something, you might want to.
It might be a highlight.
It might be your highlight. So think about the differentiators there of something when you are doing market research of like, oh, you know what? I have that. Like, there's someone here locally, which I'm hoping to meet her. She has like a tiny, like, house almost in her backyard. And like, I know tons of people stay there. You know, people have Airstreams, people have, you know, different places. Those could be your like differentiator.
Right.
So look in your market of like, oh, I have a third story, amazing, you know, mother-in-law suite in an awesome area of town. This is something that I could actually
right.
get out there.
You're not wrong. Like, maybe before you even start investing, and maybe before, and you know it's legal, but you want to buy something that you can short-term rent, maybe you do market research to see what is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are a ton of one-bedroom normal apartments. There are a ton of single-family homes, but there is no windmill.
Yeah, there's no like...
And this is for sale.
No, or there's like, maybe you have, you know... a cool like basement area. Like there's stuff
that's not Star Trek, but what was your friend's basement? He had a...
All Star Wars.
Yeah. Like a Star Wars themed basement.
Yeah.
That could be a really fun like bachelor party. Like, I don't know. We're going a little off topic, I guess. But
it's okay.
Just to like get inspiration from your market.
Yeah. Going back to market research is kind of see what's out there, what's going on, mm-hmm. And maybe what's missing, you know, is like,
right.
Hey, I can fill in the void
right.
there. So the important things I think for this episode is, you know, really doing your research in your local area,
be
making
legal.
Sure, yeah, that you're above board, you're doing everything right. Like, I know Columbus it is still legal here, but we are going to have to start purchasing permits. And
yes.
So that's something that we'll definitely take care of. But again, it might not be outlawed, but you might just have to be able
to comply,
to get, you know, permits. So make sure that you're doing your due diligence on city regulations and neighborhood regulations or building regulations. And then also just know your market, know what's out there, both in short-term rentals, but then also the hotel industry. Make
Absolutely.
Sure you're versed in that.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, reach out to us. You guys
can
follow us on Instagram at Thanks for Visiting. You can find us online at thanksforvisiting.me. And we'll have more episodes coming soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, We will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.